methadone has long been stigmatized among addiction treatments for opioids, but many providers and patients say it's one of the most effective ones out there. And they say methadone should be easier to access. For one mental health organization, that means opening the first methadone van in Western Massachusetts. For the New England News Collaborative, NEPM's Karen Brown reports.
A 51-year-old woman named Tina has just arrived in an armed medical van parked in a downtown lot in the rural town of Ware, Massachusetts.
Hi, beautiful. How are you?
She came for her daily dose of methadone, the sticky pink liquid that staves off her cravings for heroin. She knows there's a huge stigma against methadone, more than other forms of addiction treatment, and she doesn't care.
Methadone is going to save my life today, and that's all that matters.
Tina used to have to get rides to Springfield for her daily dose, about an hour from her home. But it only takes a few minutes for her to walk to the van.
Okay, come in here. And then after this, though, I'm going to sit down. You and I are going to talk.
Dr. Ruth Potee of Behavioral Health Network is sitting under a tent outside the van to prescribe the medication. Potee pushed to get this mobile clinic set up in Ware, here every weekday. It's the first methadone van in Western Mass and one of four in the state. Potee says it took a lot of money and effort to meet the regulations to open a methadone van. It had to be licensed by the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency.
And a van feels to them like a high vulnerability. So there were lots of requirements about how this van could stay secure on the road.
The van launched in July. Like other methadone clinics, there are security guards standing outside, and the medication is kept in a safe. But Potee says the hassle is worth it. Her goal is to eventually reach the many rural areas of Western Mass that are just too far from the brick-and-mortar clinics, since that's the only other legal way to get this addiction treatment.
I lie in bed staring at maps thinking, where else do we need to go to get treatment available to people who need it? Because that's really what it changes people's lives the most.
She had already set up a regular methadone clinic in Orange, and Ware felt like the next priority.
The addiction rate out here is high, and the overdose rate is high.
Allison Tellier-Fox is a nurse who coordinates care at the van. After only a few months, she says patients are reporting major life changes.
We have a gentleman who walked up one of our first walk-in days, and he's starting a job next week. So these are, you know, really exciting things for us to hear.
Tina, the patient we met earlier, first heard about the van from an ad in the newspaper. Now she steps into the van and goes up to a window to ask for her dose. First, she presses down on a lever to give her fingerprint.
You'll see your ID up here on the computer here.
A nurse passes Tina her dose in a plastic cup, and Tina tips it into her mouth while the nurse watches.
This is how we do it. Thank you. That's simple.
Tina says the van is making a huge difference in her recovery. She's been trying to stick with methadone for a couple years.
Transporting to Springfield every single day was quite something. It was hard. It was an inconvenience to me and other people as well. So
sometimes she would have to pay for rides. Other times she would miss her dose.
Many, many, many times. And I would risk my life many times not coming to do what I need to do. You know, just, yeah, relapsing time and time again. So I'm here again, and I'm trying to do this. And this is beautiful, the van and everything. And this is awesome.
Kellyanne Kaiser works at the Ware Recovery Center and is herself a methadone patient. She says not all community members were supportive of the mobile clinic.
I feel like a lot of people were against having the van in Ware. I feel like a lot of people just looked at it like a bunch of drug addicts are going to go to this area, and it's just, there's a lot of stigma against addiction.
But now she says people she knows with addiction have started using methadone simply because the van is now parked right there in Ware.
I've already seen a few people go there, and they weren't on it before. They couldn't get there, so they just kept using, and they felt like there was no other way. But now that it's here and it's so local.
In time, Dr. Potee and other advocates are hoping methadone clinics, mobile or not, will no longer be necessary. Legislation co-sponsored by U.S. Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts would allow any board-certified addiction doctor to prescribe it and any pharmacy to give it out. In the meantime, Potee says if the van really catches on, her agency will consider building a brick-and-mortar clinic in Ware and move the van to the next rural community that needs it. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Karen Brown.